We're so glad you've joined us tonight for the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we are kicking off hour three of Free Talk Live. Lots of cool features over at Free Talk Live's website. And by the way, we do a live show every day of the week, 7 days a week, from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and always found live streams and archives over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we do and you want to help promote the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com, where you'll find all kinds of different ways to promote the show, totally free, like web banners, all kinds of vector scalable graphics, and stuff you can use to make your own things to promote the show. So, Julia, we've been talking a lot tonight about government schools, teachers, our own experiences at government schools,
right.
Most of them not so good. And we've had a couple of callers who want to tell us their experiences, perhaps. Let's bring on Nick in Illinois. Nick, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, going against the grain a bit, I had largely positive experiences in high school.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, we had great teachers who treated us like adults. You know, we didn't have to raise our hands to go to the bathroom. But there were still some rules that didn't make sense. The teachers kind of poked fun at them alongside us and sympathized with us. Like, we had this, I remember during my time there, there was an issue about necklines and bare shoulders for girls.
You know, and I have a very similar story on that, but I'll let you go ahead, Nick, and tell yours first.
Okay. And also, like, if you had a study hall, you didn't have to actually go to the study hall, and I never, ever did. I don't think I think I sat in there, like, once, and then the rest of the year, I just used it as, like, an extended lunch break.
Mm.
I would go get some food, and then I would go home, because I would sometimes have a study hall right next to my lunch break.
Mm.
And but I might have been the last of a breed. It was a really relaxed atmosphere there, but I went back to visit there a couple years later, and there were cameras in the hallways everywhere.
Yep.
It's kind of scary.
And if you don't mind me asking, what was the time frame that you were going to high school there?
I graduated in 2004.
Okay. Yeah, so.
So this was actually, most of my high school career was in the post-9/11 world, and it was still pretty relaxed, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, I think, I remember 9/11 happened during my senior year of high school, and I still remember I was just coming out of gym class, and then an announcement came over the PA system saying that some planes had flown into the World Trade Center towers in New York City, and, you know, if you thought that you might have family members there or something, you should go to the guidance counselor immediately, and that they would keep us updated, and I remember this happening. And so my last year of high school was kind of in the post-9/11 stuff, and I don't think it had quite as much time to become really bad, but we still had police officers roaming around the schools.
I would say Columbine was a big turning point in security at schools. Like, was that 98, I want to say?
96, maybe?
Sometime around there. I know. Yeah. I remember that's when they came out with the zero tolerance school policies.
Yes.
So that was a big turning point, and then 9/11.
Mm. And there would be, like, second graders getting in trouble for drawing pictures of guns and things like that.
I remember one time a 5-year-old got in trouble for having a butter knife in her lunchbox.
Yes, I remember that, too.
And I worked with this woman who was so conservative, and she was like, well, you know, you don't know what she would use the knife for. Really? The butter
to
knife?
To put some butter on some toast,
yeah.
Ooh. Wow, yeah. You know, the plastic ones just don't cut it,
to be honest. Wasn't actually, my understanding was it wasn't even a full butter knife. It was one of those, like, butter spatulas. So, like, really could
so
not
there was
do damage
no
yeah,
even,
with this at all.
Wow.
Not even have a blade. It's just like a little scoop.
Yeah, you know, Nick, you mentioned something about the necklines for girls or something like that in your school. And I wanted to relate a quick story that I always think of when I think of, like, gender double standards. I remember when I was in eighth grade, I had a very authoritarian principal. And I remember one day she came, it was really hot. It was like the end of school. And everybody was about to get out for the summer. And it was just really warm in those classrooms. And they had, you know, they wouldn't open the windows. They had no AC. And people would have to go to school, but it was just very uncomfortable. And so some of the girls started to wear sleeveless shirts or tank tops. And the principal one day came up to a group of girls who were kind of like, you know, lower socioeconomic status, I guess you could say. They were kind of just a group of girls. They were like a little more rebellious, and I was hanging out with them. And she said, you know, you girls really need to stop wearing those tank tops. You cannot wear those to school anymore. And we were just basically like, well, why? What's the problem? Because some of the boys were wearing sleeveless shirts, too.
Yeah.
Their shirts didn't have sleeves either, and it was just hot, you know? We weren't trying to cause trouble. It was just warm. And so she says, well, you know, if you girls keep wearing those tank tops to class, it'll be chaos in the classroom because the boys won't be able to concentrate on their work. And
okay.
It was just ridiculous. I mean, and there was nothing we could do about it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like she imposed this ridiculous double standard and of course, you know, wasn't claiming that the girls were going to go crazy if they saw some shoulders, but of course the boys would go crazy and wouldn't be able to control themselves. And so somehow that was our fault and we should suffer in the heat because they couldn't control themselves. So that story, and also, you know, I associate high school with, my high school kind of became famous because they instituted this policy that said if a student smelled like smoke, they could be suspended. And all that had to happen was a teacher had to say the student smelled like smoke. And so there were a lot of problems with this policy, as you can imagine. You know, if their parents smoked but the student didn't smoke, they could get in trouble for that. Or if they were riding in a car with somebody who smoked on the way to school but they weren't necessarily smoking themselves, they could get in trouble.
What about B.O.? Like if you smell like B.O.? Because I can't, right?
There were a lot of kids who smelled like B.O.
I know.
If I might interrupt.
Sure.
In the interest of time, the last thing I wanted to say is that I don't think that going to authority figures is necessarily a bad idea, because I think that if you have a problem with someone and you're not sure you can handle it, there's nothing wrong with seeking out a mediator, as long as, you know, that mediator is not going to be even worse. And I think it's just that the authority figures people frequently go to are not very good mediators.
I agree with you, Nick, and when I think of a mediator, I actually don't think of it as an authority figure at all. I think of it as someone who's kind of on equal footing and is, like, kind of working with you to help you resolve the conflict, you know? Maybe an arbitrator would be more of an authority figure because you're bound to whatever they decide, but for a mediator, it's just kind of like a professional to help you with a conflict resolution. Any other final thoughts, Nick?
No, that's it for tonight.
All right. Thanks for the call. Do always like hearing people's government school stories, and I'm glad Nick had a positive experience. There certainly are some schools where they're better than others, no doubt.
I would agree.
And especially when you go back further in time, you know, I think when things weren't becoming as police state-ish as they are today, you know, I think that younger people or younger students are less likely to have good experiences with their government schools.
Well, and I also would just like to point out that because some people have good, and I'm not saying that Nick said this, but because mm-hmm. some people have good experiences at public school, that's an argument for them. Mm-hmm. Because what we could have in the private sector could be so much better. I mean, there's just so much potential for a lot of choices.
Yep. I mean, kids are amazingly resilient. And they will adapt to a lot of different situations, and some of them quite difficult, you know. So just because kids are very adaptable and they can handle a lot of what you throw at them doesn't mean that a situation where people are forced to be together and forced to, you know, go somewhere at 7 o'clock in the morning and learn things they don't want to learn is ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's what I wanted to say about government schools. If you have thoughts, please call us. 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733. I think that was it for the article that we were reading about teachers being underpaid. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that, Julia? I mean, you said your whole family is teachers.
My whole family is teachers. And actually, you know, some of them have done very well for themselves. They've got... Now, I have an aunt who... She's been a principal, she's been an assistant principal, she's been a teacher, all different grades. She's really been heavily involved in the school system. And, I mean, she was definitely considered, like, one of the best teachers. All of my friends who had her as a teacher said she was awesome, she was innovative. And she does very well for herself as a teacher. You know, she's been there long enough, she's climbed the ladder, so to speak. And, uh-huh. and she is not, I mean, she does well.
Yep. More coming up, we're going to talk about the teachers who got together and wrote their own textbooks, saving their school district money. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother kisses every child. Well, just come here and kiss your grandmommy. Grandmommy just love it to death. And my children think that my mother's the most wonderful person on the face of this earth. And I keep telling my children, that's not the same woman I grew up with. You're looking at an old person who's trying to get into heaven now. And mothers are always more interested in the condition of your underwear than your body if you're ever in an accident. And they tell you that. I hope for my sake, if you're ever in an accident, you have on clean underwear. Well, I thought that's what an accident was.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we do thank you for joining us tonight. This is the show where you can take control of the airwaves. Call and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have been talking about education so far tonight, along with some other topics, you know, government banning certain foods and even country music, but you're welcome to change the subject at any time. Do want to let you know about something pretty cool. It's called Vaporsmiths. They are a better or a harm-reducing, healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes. It's basically a vaporizer that allows you to inhale water vapor instead of smoke and get nicotine or some flavor delivery to your mouth, lungs, I don't know. What's the point to taste it? This isn't sounding too appealing, but if that doesn't sound great, my description, you can know that a pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month, and it tastes better, and it makes you smell better, and you'll save money. So head over to vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, and you can save... you can save a lot of money by using coupon code FTL. You get free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers, and that'll put you over the limit to get free shipping as well. So vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. All right, Julia, we're going to go to another call. This is completely unrelated to what we've been discussing tonight, but that's okay because it's Free Talk Live. We're going to bring on Steve in St. Louis. He wants to talk about abortion. Steve, are you with us?
I am with you.
Hello. What's on your mind tonight?
So, I had a question for the two of you.
Sure.
If you were to have sexual relations with a man and you were impregnated,
mm-hmm.
would it be, if you decided to abort that fetus, or that, you know, the two cells, that the three or four cells that were created by that sperm, would you give that man the opportunity to be involved in that decision?
Okay, this sounds like kind of a loaded question, and I'm kind of wondering if you're going somewhere that's trying to shame us in some way. So I'm a little bit on the defensive about your question, Steve, but Julia looks
well,
like...
Well, I have no shame in this at all,
all right.
And I would absolutely not, for the sole reason that I'm the one who has to deal with the pregnant side effects. I'm the one who has, like...
Which can be very significant.
Which can be significant, and personally, that's what turns me off about children the most. I swear, if I ever change my mind that I do not want to have, or that I want to have kids, because I have firmly just not wanted kids my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever change my mind, I would adopt 100%. I am so personally anti-giving birth. I just don't want anything to do with it. And I'm not ashamed of that at all.
And some women have that opinion, and it's totally their, I mean, it's their body. That's their
I don't want any of that, you know. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I can completely understand. And it's not just the throwing up every morning. It's not just
the stretch marks
and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, it's also that, you know, carrying a baby to term is actually, not that this justifies abortion or anything, but it is more risky than having an abortion. A woman who carries a baby to term has, I believe I've read about 8 times greater risk of death from any cause, you know, because things can still go wrong. During childbirth in the U.S., it's not perfect. It has about an eight
okay.
times greater risk of death than a woman who was not pregnant. So there's Julia's answer. Steve, did you want to comment?
Yes. Isn't it, though, like you wouldn't have been impregnated had you not made the decision to have sexual relations with a man?
Just to be clear, just to be clear, I do take birth control. I take not getting pregnant very seriously.
Yes,
and
so do I.
So I do. I'm not just out willy nilly having sex with people without being protected and all this stuff. So the odds of me getting pregnant are very slim because I am in full control. And
yes. I personally find this a great reason to have sex with women. But I also take not getting pregnant very seriously, Steve. I mean, I always have throughout my entire life. And so I hope to never, ever be in a position where I would have to make a decision like that. However, there are some people who become pregnant through non-consensual sex.
Yeah.
You know, they are raped or it's the victim of, you know, incest with their family or
Gosh.
Something like that. And so it's not always an issue of responsibility.
Or individuals who are just careless about birth control, who are
yes.
sexually active and are careless about birth control.
And it takes two to be careless about birth control. I will say that as well. You know, I read there's some statistics from, I think it's actually from the government, from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. But recently there were numbers published. If you look at all pregnancies, half of all pregnancies are unplanned.
Yeah.
And if you look at the unplanned pregnancies, about 40% of those were using no form of contraception at all.
It's really sad. I don't really look very highly on people who, I can understand being young, because in a lot of cases when you're young, you don't know any better, you weren't provided any sort of education, so
yes.
I can understand making mistakes. I do not understand women in their 20s accidentally getting pregnant because they weren't on birth control.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, you know, it's 2011. Birth control is easily accessible.
Yes.
It is cheap. There are tons of options out there. And if you aren't protecting yourself and you're not ready and wanting to have a child, you're crazy. I'm sorry. And you're doing a disservice to your child, and you're doing a disservice. I mean, it just really breaks my heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a hypothetical.
Okay.
Let's say that a woman and a man both took all the precautions they could for birth control.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't planning on having a child, but then a child was, she was impregnated.
Okay.
Is it then okay to kill that, two or four or eight cells that have already been created? Is that a life form, or is that a human life?
I feel like this is a decision that would only be appropriate to make for myself and not for anyone else. I wouldn't want to use the government to ban it, because we all know what happens when we use the government to ban it. They still go on. They're just much more dangerous and much more risky to the women. And I think that the answer to this problem is education and birth control, you know, contraception. It's not focusing, you know, abortion is something that it's between a rock and a hard place, and it's what happens when there's poor planning, you know, at the early stages of this problem. You know what I mean?
Also, to answer his question, I don't have sex with people who feel like would want a child. Like, everybody I've ever had sex with has shared my feelings for that. You know what I mean? If I'm in a relationship with somebody, that's a subject I think comes up pretty quickly. Do you want children in the future? And I feel more comfortable having sex with somebody who feels the same way as
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. And, if there is a difference on that, then Steve, do you have more? We can hold you over.
Just one little quick thing. I know
All right.
I'm coming up on a break.
Okay, hold the line, Steve. We're going to bring back Steve when we return. He wants to talk more about birth control, pregnancy, abortion. It's a fascinating topic. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call us with your thoughts.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Begin a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, and we do thank you for tuning in. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we're glad to be with you tonight. You can call in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to bring Steve back on in a moment. We were having a discussion in the last segment about birth control, abortion, responsibility, sexual ethics, that kind of thing. But do need to let you know, the holidays are just around the corner. This season, you should consider the greatest gift you can give your family and friends, peace of mind. We always talk about destabilizing events around the world, unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. Well, you can get prepared, protect your family, don't delay. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes by just adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. Ooh, you can get a free meal. That's pretty cool. And for a limited time during the holidays, enter promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. Use promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love. All right, let's go back to Steve. He had one more thing he wanted to discuss with us. Steve.
Yes.
Hi, so tell us what was on your mind.
Well, he didn't really answer the question.
And the question, just to recap, was
the
what?
The question being if both parties are being responsible and using birth control and a baby is born, I don't understand why men are cut out of the decision about whether or not that baby should be carried to term.
Well, we were actually talking about this a little bit on the break, so I'll share my views with you. I 100% stand by my statement that if I am the one that has to go through the pregnancy symptoms, which I really do not want, that I unfortunately have the say in it. I do believe that it is unfair that, you know what I mean, if a woman gets pregnant and she wants to get rid of it. It's totally her choice. And if a woman gets pregnant and she wants to keep it, you know, the male has no say. The male kind of has to go along with whatever the woman wants. So I think that,
That's my child. That you're getting rid of.
It's a child.
It's actually our child.
It's a fetus that was conceived by two people.
Yes, it's our child, right, but it's partially mine. It's a two-way street.
I have a solution for you. Have sex with people who feel the same way.
Or don't have sex. There are alternative sex acts that you can do besides
vaginal
intercourse.
What I was going to say is I do believe that there should be, you know, like some sort of a male abortion or... Or, you know what I mean? Where, like, a male, if a male decides he doesn't want to keep the child, that he should be able to, like, legally contract, you know what I mean, separate himself from the child's life. I don't think that it should be just the woman who decides, but if I have to go through the symptoms of being pregnant, I don't care what you think, and I'm sorry if that seems cruel, but that's why we're not having sex.
Well, yeah, I mean,
okay,
I definitely...
Well, I guess we won't.
Sorry.
Well, Julia, what were you saying about the male abortion?
Well, I mean, this is just it's not something I spent a lot of time thinking, but I do think that it is unfair that, you know, if a woman wants to get rid of a child, the male has no say, and if a woman wants to keep the child, the male has no say, which I gotta say, I think that's kind of scary, being a man, like, men should be in control of birth control, like,
well, especially when they're legally liable, oftentimes, for child support and things like that.
That's scary to me, being a guy, like, I would be very frightened as a teenage boy to impregnate somebody, because it's totally their choice.
Yeah.
So,
yours, too.
Well, once that sperm leaves your body, you know, you can't really control what happens to it. And, you know, there have been a lot of cases where women have, there have been, like, a woman who will say that she's taking birth control but either forgets to take a pill or isn't really taking the pills and is lying about it and conceives a baby, and then maybe the father doesn't want that baby.
Right. I think that a man should be able to legally separate. You know what I mean? Like, before the child is born, say, okay, I want the male abortion or whatever. Like, I didn't want this child. Because I think that there's only one person who's responsible for whether or not you have a child, and it's you. You know, I don't think that it's a group decision. I think you need to be responsible for you. And everything we've talked about tonight with birth control, with having sex with people who feel the same way with you, all of these things. But I think that male should be able to opt out if they want, just like the woman could.
Okay, that's reasonable, I guess.
I try to be somewhat reasonable.
You know, I mean, it's a difficult situation. You know,
it really is, Steve.
It's been going on for a long time, and this argument. But I had one other thing to say about country music.
Oh, lay it on us.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Is that a female?
T-Swift.
Lady?
T-Swift. Yeah, it is a female, yeah.
Okay.
She's from Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a country music artist. It's not exactly the old kind of country like you're used to, or what you were talking about earlier, like, you know, wave the flag and
Pop country.
That kind of, pop country, right? It's more of a, it's kind of a mixture of genres.
Mm-hmm.
Country music mixed with some other genres. And I really like her. I mean, I like it.
Cool.
It's good country music.
Great. Well, maybe some of our listeners would enjoy it, too. And Steve, anything else on your mind tonight?
maybe you open your mind up a little bit musically, you kind of mix different genres together, and good.
All right. Well, I'm up for that. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve. Really appreciate your thoughts.
I have to say that I thought that Steve was very respectful and very nice, and often when people call about this sort of subject, it can get really emotional, and I appreciated his demeanor. So
I did, too. And I still think that... You know, I really liked what you said, Julia, that acknowledging that it's really not fair that the baby has to be in the woman. And so, you know, she's kind of has this extra responsibility and this extra element of choice about carrying the pregnancy to term.
Right.
But, you know, I still think, and I agree with you, but I still think that the solution to this problem, just can't say it enough, really lies in education and people making informed choices about their sex lives and reproductive lives before they ever have sex, you know?
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I would also like to add that, you know, in a society where we had less government, mm-hmm. I think that people in general would be more responsible for their actions, because right now there's this safety net that's always there, you know, and it's like, if you have a baby, you know, you decide to keep it and you can't really take care of it, you know, the government's going to help you. They're going to be there to take care of you. And people just
they're also
going
to want to tell you how to take care of it.
Yes, they are. But people just in general are not necessarily as personally responsible. They don't think about consequences as much in so many areas of our lives.
Right.
And I just think in a society where government wasn't as big and as it was, that we would just all be much better off, all be much more responsible and think about our choices and our actions.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, it's always so hard to strike this balance because you don't want to appear uncompassionate. Like, you want to convey that you care about people who really actually need help, right? But at the same time, there are so many people who abuse the welfare system. And I think back again to the story that I heard on the School Sucks podcast from Brett. And he was saying that he was basically a liberal, a person who believed that everybody who needed welfare, you know, could get it from the government, and that this was a good thing, and it was great that there was this safety net, and it wasn't, by and large, was not abused. And then he was working in a convenience store or something at one time, and he would see people come in, cash their welfare checks, and buy cigarettes and beer.
Yep.
And then he heard a woman who was on welfare saying something like, well, I'm just going to keep on having kids until the state buys me a house.
Yeah.
And that was what changed his mind about state welfare. Of course, still believe in private charities, you know.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more discerning and help cut down on the abuse. It's Free Talk Live. Still time for your calls if you make them at 855-450-FREE. We got some calls on the line. More coming up.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the last segment of the program with Stephanie
and Julia.
And, of course, there's still time for your calls at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. One last time. We've got a call on the line. I'm going to jump right into it. We've got Michael in North Carolina. He wants to talk about PTSD. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful.
You know, I hear a lot of stuff about civilians and personnel that don't really understand the concept about PTSD. They think these, military guys, their main PTSD obviously comes from firefights and, you know, living in conditions that they live in and all this other stuff. And what I hope to see here is kind of change the persona here. I've made four combat deployments. I've been in the Marine Corps for 8 years. My job is a squad leader. I'm a rifleman and infantry platoon.
Okay.
Basically where the PTSD comes from is every day, you know, these 18, 19, 20-year-old kids get up and they know that they have to leave friendly lines and they could die. And where it comes from, it builds up is the anticipation of either getting shot. And what we're fighting now is IEDs everywhere, and these pressure plates. And, you know, these guys that are in the third world country are really undervalued and underappreciated in a lot of ways. Their engineering skills is incredible. You know, they take two pieces of board, they take a filament out of a light bulb, they dip it in a little bit of gunpowder, and, you know, that's where they make their blasting cap, and they dip it in HME, and they make a connection. They complete a circuit. You know, they take the carbon rods out of a battery, and they place them on two pieces of thin boards, and when they bury it underneath the ground, and when you step on it, obviously makes a connection, blows the blasting cap, and blows it up. You know, I've seen a lot of my friends get blown up, and I've lost a lot of good friends. And where that PTSD binds from is, you know, every step that you take could be your last. And every day that you wake up and you walk out, you know that, you know, this could be the last day that you're alive. And you learn to take things, you know, not for granted. And you come back and, you know, you bring those stressors back.
It sounds terrifying, Michael. I just have to jump in and say, it just sounds awful.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, nobody put a gun to her head and made her sign a contract, you know. And that's another thing is, you know, a lot of people, you know, we do appreciate, you know, people saying, hey, you know, I appreciate what you do for this country and everything, but they really don't know. And, you know, one thing that strikes me is, you know, all these, I'm not against anybody with their religion or, you know, anybody's belief, whether you're Republican or Democrat or liberal. You know, your standing is your standing, and that's why America's the greatest country in the world. It's because your freedom. I mean, you're free to your opinion, you're free to state whatever you want.
Michael, I have to just interrupt you for a minute. I mean, I think freedom's been on the decline in this country for so long, and I certainly wouldn't wish what you're going through on anyone. You know, I don't want anyone to live in constant fear or to have to see people being blown up that's just awful. And then not really have the support mentally and emotionally when they come home. I don't want that to happen to anyone. But I just think it's really dubious.
That's what I was getting ready to say is that, you know, mm-hmm. you might not agree with the war, agree with the decisions that are made, but
no.
I say you need to be 100% supportive to those 18 and 19-year-old kids that are going out and doing what they're told to do. And nobody knows the real reason why we went over there. All these controversies of why 9/11 was set up and all this stuff. Nobody knows but the 12 people that sat around that big table and made that decision. You know, we're just doing what we're told to do, and, you know, that's you know, basically the bottom line, and you come back, and it's
well,
very
but
hard
just job. Doing, you know, a lot of people say that they're just doing what they're told, but I think it's really important to question what you're being told and make sure it's compatible with your sense of ethics and so forth. You know, I don't think they get a blank check to do whatever they want. Oh, it looks like Michael dropped off, unfortunately. That was not us hanging up on him. And Michael, you're welcome to call back in the next couple minutes if that was just a connection that we lost. But, you know, Julia, did you have anything to say about Michael's call?
Well, I think it's sad that young kids sign up for this.
Yeah.
I think that I know personally my family was very anti-military. My dad and mom did not like the military. My mom wouldn't let my brother sign the selective service mm-hmm. document, and she said, if there's ever a draft, you're going, like, we're taking you away. You will not.
Wow.
My
wow,
mom and dad were
very
anti-military. And my parents are like liberal and pretty, you know, socialist and just average.
Mm-hmm.
But they felt very strongly about the military just being wrong. My dad actually was in Vietnam for mm-hmm. a little while. I don't think
That'll
he actually went to Vietnam. He didn't really talk about his war days, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I totally forget where I'm going with this.
Well, about supporting the troops, you know, that was something that Michael said. And, you know, I don't know what to say about this. If definitely when I think of them, they are human beings,
yeah.
and I don't want them to go through traumatic experiences that hurt them psychologically, physically, everything else. I also don't want everybody else to be forced to pay for wars that they disagree with and that have very dubious reasons for being fought in the first place. And so does that make me a supporter of the troops?
I would say that you support the troops more because you don't want them to
yeah.
have to go through all that trauma, especially when it's not necessary.
Yeah.
I know that I just said those magic words and we're going to get phone calls. But I guess not. Because
well, there's
so
only
close
5 minutes left, so they better call quick.
But, you know, a lot of people would say that I'm just totally clueless by saying that. But I just don't think there's ever a reason for that kind of aggression.
But do we really have to know the ins and outs of the military or have been in it ourselves to say that? I don't think we do.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
I think that, you know,
I think that precludes us from having an opinion about it, that
right.
we don't support the, you know, war on terror.
I support the human beings who have to go through that awful trauma. I want them to come home. I think it's really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I think a lot of kids sign up when they're young because they don't know what else they want to do because
yes.
it seems appealing.
And they don't understand
exactly.
that it's 8 years.
They don't,
or anything about it, really.
What does 8 years mean to a young person, a 17-year-old? You just don't think about those consequences. You haven't been alive long enough to, like, realize, like, okay, 8 years, like,
that's almost half their life at
right.
that point.
So it breaks my heart. I encourage every young person I know who talks about signing up for the Army to really think about it. I really do, but...
Well, and there are some great counter-recruitment resources out there, too. If you are thinking about joining the military right now, or if you know someone in your life who is thinking about it, please just Google search things to think about before you join the military. Look at some of the Veterans for Peace materials who have been in the military and have, you know, tried to make it their mission to tell people that this is something you have to consider really carefully before doing. So there are lots of good stuff available
yeah.
online for free. Videos, pamphlets, everything. Let's go to another phone call before we run out of time. We've got Kim in South Bend who wants to talk about teachers. Kim?
Kim. I'm a physics teacher.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, we had dress codes and things of this nature in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think about freedom. We did what was best for ourselves. And that's where we got our freedom, was by individual.
you're advocating kind of like local control, Kim, right?
Correct. I'm very much for local control because of the fact that teaching, you have to know your students. And you get to know them locally. You don't get to know them by a federal mandate.
I have to say, I'm for local control all the way up to the individual.
Me too.
Just keep going recursively, you know, recursive secession, right? Isn't that the concept?
And, you know, I'm now under Social Security disability, so I'm not teaching anymore. But my feeling on it is that we start too late teaching. Okay? One of the things I heard you say was that for a lot of the things we need education, and it goes back to teaching. And I think we should start early, like right out of the womb.
Well, you know, babies and young toddlers are constantly learning, and they're just absorbing all kinds of things from their environment. The first thing that they learn is how to read people's faces and how to recognize people, and that's a very important social skill. And they continue on from there. Kim, thank you so much for the call tonight. We're out of time. We do appreciate hearing from you. This has been Stephanie.
And Julia.
Julia, thank you for coming in tonight. It's been a pleasure. Meantime, check us out at freetalklive.com. We'll be back tomorrow night with Ian. Have a great night.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.